I will now hand over to Alison to introduce our first batch of news.
The cold and stormy weather has dominated the news and many people's lives for the past week. The worst hit area in our region may be Hemsby, where coastal erosion is leaving several homes close to the cliff edge. The cold weather means many people will get extra cash from the government and extra help from Age UK Norwich. But not everything is cold. There has been heated reaction from many quarters to hints that the next Norwich elections may be cancelled. But Robin will start with the cold news from Hemsby.
A devastating night of coastal erosion saw more than 4 metres of sand dunes lost to the sea at Hemsby, leaving several homes perilously close to the cliff edge. People living in the area estimated that around 4 metres was lost during the early hours. One 80-year-old woman, Carol Boyes, had to leave her house due to the severity of the erosion. Her home will now be demolished. The sea also swept away the ramp used by Hemsby lifeboat crews to access the beach. 8 properties have already been demolished along the crumbling stretch of coastline since December the 16th. Great Yarmouth Borough Council says it is in discussions with several other owners of properties on the Marrams, which are now at risk because of the erosion. Kay Mason Billick, leader of Norfolk County Council, said the authority did the best it could, but that the government needed to make it a priority to stop homes being washed away by coastal erosion. Kevin Jordan of campaign Save Hemsby Coastline said he was amazed so much erosion had occurred without the impact of a named storm.
Thousands of households across Norfolk will receive a cash boost as freezing temperatures sweep the county. People claiming certain types of benefits are entitled to a £25 cold weather payment from the government if the average temperature where they live is recorded as or is forecast to be 0 degrees centigrade or below for 7 days in a row. Norfolk has been issued consecutive yellow weather warnings for snow and ice, and payments in local postcodes have been triggered as a result.
Older people are being offered extra support to stay warm during the winter. Age UK Norwich is delivering Age UK's Warm Homes programme, aimed at helping older people cope with fuel poverty and cold-related ill health. Charlotte Govier-Shorten of Age UK Norwich said, "Winter is a really difficult time for many older people, and the Warm Homes programme can be vital in helping those in our local area to stay warm and healthy throughout the colder months. Lots of people are unaware of additional benefits they could be receiving, so please do get in touch with us if you think you could be eligible or if you'd like to find out more. It can really make a world of difference." The scheme, funded by Octopus Energy, E.ON and British Gas, targets older people in energy-inefficient homes or on low incomes. It includes benefit entitlement checks to identify unclaimed financial support, with one-to-one guidance and help through the application process. Over the years, Age UK's Warm Homes programme has delivered more than 296,000 benefit checks.
Anger is growing over the prospect of Norwich City Council's Labour leaders asking for this year's elections to be delayed. Political opponents said it will be a sad day for democracy if the council's cabinet makes a last-minute decision to ask the government to postpone May's elections. And Labour will face accusations of trying to save their own skins if they do ask for the election to be put off, with the Greens, Reform UK and the Liberal Democrats all hoping to benefit from the government's unpopularity. If they do decide to seek a delay, it would be because of the upcoming shake-up of councils, which would see all 8 in Norfolk axed and replaced. A question mark was placed over city elections and those at County Hall last month. Local Government Minister Alison McGovern told the Commons that she and colleagues had heard from councils, which said they do not have the capacity required for local government reorganisation during the current timeframe. The government has given councils until next Thursday, January the 15th, to make representations requesting an election delay. Lucy Galvin, the interim leader of the Green Group, said, "Voting is at the heart of democracy. It is not right that the Labour cabinet, not the full council, gets to decide if this poll is taken away, and has pushed the decision so close to the wire."